Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters, and a very happy 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation to you. Lutherans in the UK are often asked, what do you believe? While statistics show that worldwide about 70 million people claim to be Lutherans, in the United Kingdom, we're few and far between. Therefore, Lutherans are unfamiliar to many, and they wonder what it is that we believe, teach, and confess. So here's a brief summary of what Lutherans believe. Lutherans stand on the four solas: only Jesus, only Scripture, only by grace, and only through faith. Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is at the heart of Lutheranism. Everything either leads to the crucified and risen Jesus, or it flows out of him. Without Christ, there is nothing. This Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago. He is truly and completely God and a human being. The Creator of the universe was held in Mary's arms. Jesus, the incarnate Word, lived a perfect and sinless life. The Word made flesh was crucified outside of Jerusalem, like the lamb who was led to the slaughter, who carried upon himself our sins and iniquities. And on the third day, Jesus physically rose from the dead, showing himself to over 500 people, demonstrating that he had defeated our ultimate enemies of sin, death, and evil. After 40 days, Jesus ascended into heaven, where both his divine and human natures are at God's right hand, and now he lives and reigns in all glory and majesty. But he is not static, as if he were tied to the throne, but he is active and dynamic as he works through his word and sacraments, bringing many to faith. Jesus is the only way to the Father. He is the only means by which our sins can be forgiven and salvation received. Jesus' work of redemption avails before God. We can add nothing to what he has done for us. Only Jesus has kept the law perfectly. Only Jesus is the once-for-all sacrifice for sin. Only Jesus allows us to come into the Father's presence as beloved children. This Jesus and the salvation he brings is only revealed to us in Holy Scripture. Lutherans base their understanding of the Bible and its revelation on Jesus Christ. Holy Scripture, like Jesus, is also both completely divine and human. God inspired the many authors of the Bible to write what they did, but they were not robots. They use their own gifts, vocabulary, and ideas to express what God desired to be expressed. Through historic narrative, prophecy, poetry, parables, and other genres, biblical authors revealed God's Word to us. Both Old and New Testaments are read Christologically, as Christ is at the heart of all of Scripture. All that is written in the law and the prophets and the Psalms is written about me, Jesus said in Luke 24:44. In the Bible, God speaks to us in law and gospel. The law informs us of what we are to do to be right before God. The problem is that we're not able to live according to the law's demands. Living according to the law always ends in hypocrisy or despair. Ultimately, the law condemns, and it drives us to despair. Lutherans call this use of the law a mirror, because it shows us up for what we truly are, sinners. But that is where the gospel kicks in. While the law drives us to despair, the gospel, that is what Jesus has done for us through his death and his resurrection, now saves us by recreating us. It comforts us and fills us with joy, because we are told that all things necessary are done in Jesus. Life, forgiveness, peace, joy, and salvation are all given to us as a free gift. Grace is God's undeserved love for the sinner, as revealed in Jesus and His work which saves us. Lutherans do not worship a God far off, but a God who comes to us, because we cannot go to where God is. He's a down-to-earth kind of God, a God who comes to us in human flesh and blood, a God so committed to saving us that He would suffer the pain and the humiliation of the cross, a God who, against all human expectation, so loves His rebellious creation that He would become a curse in order to save it. And all this good news is a free gift for you. Jesus died and rose again, so that you could not become better, reform your evil ways, or find a formula for riches and blessing. No, He does all of this for us freely, to save us from evil and from death. We can add nothing to what Jesus has done for us. If we could, then why did Jesus die? God's love for us is grace, a free gift. It is only faith that grasps this gracious gift of God and makes it real in our lives. Faith hears the promises of God and believes them and lives joyfully according to them. Life is now lived according to God's will. Not because we can earn His favor by our behavior, but because we eagerly desire to do His will as a joyful response to His love for us. God does not need our good works, but our family, our co-workers, fellow citizens, and world certainly do need them. This is not merely theory. Instead, it is concrete and real. Lutherans stress the for you of the gospel. God loves everyone, but ultimately, God loves you. Jesus forgives all sins, but ultimately, Jesus forgives all your sins. God's promise of life, forgiveness, and salvation are for everyone, but specifically, they are for you. Faith hears and receives the word of promise that God has for you. Therefore, faith desires to be found where God promises to be, in His scriptures, in His church, in His sacraments, in Jesus. The Reformation that Martin Luther began 500 years ago was based upon Christ alone, Scripture alone, grace alone, and faith alone. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, this confession still lives on. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out Your Holy Spirit on Your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in Your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in all times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies and grant to Your church Your saving peace through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.